Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It was recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to the Prayer and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. Today is Thursday. I believe it's the 27th day. Hallelujah to God of May. Hallelujah to God. The year of our Lord, 2021. We want to welcome you to the broadcast. Hallelujah. I'll be Apostle Anton. We'll be getting started. We'll be facilitating. Hallelujah to God. And my lovely wife, she's here with us today. Hallelujah to God. We're going to have a time in the Lord because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. We worship you, almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, almighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. I like that. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come before that throne of grace, O Lord God, asking you, O Lord God, for your mercy, Lord God. Lord God, that you would this morning, O Lord God, open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing this morning, O Lord God, wherein we don't have room enough to receive that for we cry, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed and holy is thy name, O Lord God, that your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord God, our daily bread, O Lord God, the provisions that we need, O Lord God, in life for us and our family, O Lord God. Let your will be done, O Lord God, here on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil, Lord, because thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for my wife, O Lord God. We pray for Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, that stands at the helm, O Lord God, of the hour of power of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And the prayer, prayer, deliverance, ministry, O Lord God. We just come to give you thanks, O Lord God, because you are the keeper, Lord God. You are the love of our soul, O Lord God. On this Thursday morning, O Lord God, we come to bless your name, O Lord God. We come to praise your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realize, O Lord God, that there is none greater, Lord God. There is none greater than you, O Lord God. So, Lord God, in you, Lord, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God. We just came to worship you, to praise you, and to thank you, O Lord God, for all of what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and for moving by your power, O Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, that there is none greater, Lord God, there is none greater than you, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night, early rising this morning, O Lord God. Able to bless your name, O Lord God. Glad to be up, O Lord God. Glad to be a part of the circle of friends, O Lord God. Lord God, your love is past finding out, O Lord God. Your mission, O Lord God. You're all-knowing, O Lord God. We thank you for that dunamis power, Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we are happy today, O Lord God, to be a part of this service, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, that this is a day that you have made, O Lord God. We have made a conscious decision, O Lord God, to rejoice and be glad in it, O Lord God, because we ask, O Lord God, that your will be done, O Lord God. There are many here, Lord God, that need healing, deliverance, O Lord God. Many have appointments, O Lord God. Many have loved ones, O Lord God, that has transitioned, O Lord God, into eternal life, O Lord God. There are many waiting, O Lord God. Many that need deliverance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we wait here, O Lord God, for you, O Lord God, to bless us, O Lord God, that your Holy Spirit come down, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the scripture of the week, O Lord God, during this time of Pentecost and the Pentecost season, O Lord God, and the fulfillment of your promise, O Lord God, that we have heard from heaven since you left, O Lord God. So we are rejoicing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that there's none like you. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you meet the needs, O Lord God, of the people, O Lord God, meet the special needs, O Lord God. Just cover, Lord God, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, O Lord God, breaking the powers of Satan, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. My heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul, it's filled with praise, O Lord God. So we give you the glory, the honor, the praise, O Lord God. We're what your name deserves, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Lord God, the wife is going to come now at this time and read the scripture of the week. Hallelujah, God. May smile on it a little bit there. We'll be back, hallelujah, God, to get your name, your prayer request, and see what all, what's going on this morning in the name of Jesus. Okay, Evangelist Austin. Hallelujah. We thank you. You there, sweetheart? Hello. Okay, I guess she's not there. Okay, then. We'll read the scripture of the week then. We think it's found in Acts 1 and 8. I believe it says that you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And I believe it goes on to say that we shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Are you there now?
Yes. Oh, I was here. I was here. I don't know what happened. I couldn't hear you. Okay. I thought I heard, and then I don't know what happened. But praise the Lord, everyone. Grace, mercy, and peace to each of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can you hear me now? Pretty good.
You
can hear me? Okay, good.
Yes,
all right. Well, we do honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we thank God for our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage and all the great work that she's doing here on the prayer call with the saints of the Most High God. I'll be reading Acts 1, verse 8. Praise God. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Truly, our God is great, saints, and he is just so greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We serve a covenant-keeping God. Whatever God promised, he's able to keep the promise. Truly, our God is a promise keeper as well. And we see here at Acts 1 and 8, the Lord is promising the early apostles and the early church at that time to come and gather. They were at the upper room. He told them to gather and to wait on the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord. For after Jesus had ascended, it was 10 days, then the Holy Spirit did come. Hallelujah. We see the promise made also in St. John 14, praise the Lord. I just want to read to you what Jesus had promised the early saints, and he also was promising us. He said, St. John 14, verse 15 to 18 says, and if you love me, he says, keep my commandments. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth. That's another name for the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet in a little while the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live. Hallelujah. So we see Jesus had promised the early disciples at that time that he was going to send the Holy Spirit. When we look at St. John, the 16th verse and the 7th to 11th, you can write these verses down and you can read them over yourself. I just read from St. John 14, 15 to 18, where Jesus was letting them know that he was going to send another comforter, which was the Holy Spirit, to help them in every arena of their lives. St. John 16, 7 to 11 reads like this. Nevertheless, this is Jesus yet speaking. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. In other words, the Holy Spirit is sending even now the spirit of conviction over those who are not saved and even those who are saved, that they would also stay filled with the Holy Spirit. And he says, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you shall see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. What I'm trying to say is that the Lord made the promise to the early disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we see the promise manifested in Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. And he says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So here we understand that our God is a loving God. He had said to the disciples earlier that he was not leaving them as orphans, that he would come to them, but it was expedient. In other words, it was very necessary for him to go in order that the Holy Spirit come. Hallelujah. And then in Acts 1 and 8, he gives us the purpose of the Holy Spirit. He said, but you shall receive power after that, the Holy Ghost. Power to do what? Power to do good, to do right, to be. And then he goes on to say, to be witnesses. One of the most important purposes of Jesus sending the Holy Spirit to us and to them at that time was to empower them and us now to do the perfect will of God, which is basically to share the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. The Holy Spirit was also sent to give us power, saints, to live holy, to live righteously, to be obedient. Help us to obey the commandments. You see, Jesus said, you know, he wanted his disciples, and he wants us also to be obedient to his commandments. What are his commandments? Basically, one word. If someone asks you, what is God's commandment, just give them that word, one word, and that's love. To love your love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's so important, saints, that we understand that the Holy Ghost is giving us that dunamis power, that dunamis authority to live victorious lives here on this earth. There is no reason why we cannot live a holy life before the Lord. He has given us. He's given us his name. He's given us his word. Hallelujah. He's given us his best, y'all. He's given us the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Or the Holy Ghost, or the Comforter, and or the Holy Spirit is also called the Advocate, the Helper. So it's called the we have to understand that God promised that he would never leave us or forsake us. So he does that by his Holy Spirit. That's why he said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. He said, but I'm going to come to you. And he also comes, you all, to bring back his word to us. That's why the Bible says, study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So the Holy Spirit, you all, is very, very vital to our victorious journey on this earth. Hallelujah. If we're going to live victorious lives as Jesus shed his blood for us to do and rose again on the third day, he did not do all these things, y'all, just for us to live a defeated life. No. He did not die and was raised after the third day for us to live a defeated life, but for us to live the abundant life. Jesus says the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. That abundant life comes when we are filled with the Holy Ghost. It's important to be get water baptized as well, because water baptism is symbolic to the world that now we are no longer, we are crucifying this old nature. This old man is died, and now we are walking in the newness of life. So when we receive the Holy Spirit, that means that we have been baptized into Jesus Christ, and that we are filled with his dunamis power to live right, to do right, to pray right, hallelujah, to speak right. When we are speaking the word of God, saints, when the Lord brings his word back to our memory, is to empower us to enforce it, to live it, to practice it. It's not just for show. You know, we're not here just to shout and jump up and down and run around. No, it's more than that, y'all. It's a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Being filled with the Holy Spirit should be a daily lifestyle of our desire to live in the true power of God. God ordained for all of us to walk in his dunamis power, his authority, hallelujah, not my authority. No, I have no authority. I have no power of my own. I would wind up lost. Hey, I've got to depend on God's power, hallelujah, within me, giving me the desire, the will, hallelujah, to do what's right so that I can bring others to Christ. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus says, let your light so shine before others. Hallelujah. So that they would want to glorify me. We got to live a life, y'all, that's very exceptional, very noticeable. Praise the Lord. When I think about how the Lord, hallelujah, set Apostle Paul apart to witness to even the saints of God, the Gentiles, hallelujah. But he had to also, he had to meet Jesus. He had to get filled with the Holy Spirit as well. And the Lord set him on a course to change the world. You all have the same authority to change the world in your sphere of influence, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a nurse, whether you're an accountant, whatever area of life the Lord has placed you in, you should be very effective in that area. Hallelujah. Of course, you're doing your secular job, but people ought to be coming to you and asking you, what must I do to be saved? May God bless each and every one of you. And we pray that something was said to encourage you to receive the Holy Ghost if you don't have it, and to also ask God to refill you the more with the Holy Spirit, because there's many refillings in the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Okay, Apostle Horsley, you can carry on. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Thank you, Sister Father. This is the day that the Lord has been working for us. Hallelujah, God. I was thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you.
Yes.
Proud, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. You know, even on yesterday, the Holy Ghost, he's omnipresent this day, and God has reminded me of build echo that I go by your sign of the Nakayosi of a promise that he had made me, hallelujah to God. And it took a long time, almost 40 years for me to see the fulfillment of the promise. But when the promise became filled, or he showed me what was fulfilled, it gave great joy to my soul. And right there in the middle of the day, couldn't remember what I was doing, hallelujah to God, but the Spirit of God began to move and gave utterance. I began to get a joy that overflowed my soul. You know, old school song says, he touched me and now I'm whole. Something happened and now I'm whole. He touched me and made me whole. Hallelujah to God. And when God gives you witness, hallelujah, because we're all going through, hallelujah to God. And as we go through, God gives us, hallelujah, a witness of himself, hallelujah to God, that he is the almighty God. He's our Father. Though he ordered these things, he wouldn't meet the need. I was thinking on it as he was telling his disciples. He said he would not leave us comforted, hallelujah to God. He said, you shall receive power. That power is the power that you have to learn to work with. You know, we have plenty of power, hallelujah to God, and you figure that Jesus Christ has the power without measure, hallelujah, God. We are some powerful people because we name the name of the Lord, hallelujah, God. You know, and what happens is that when we take the time to realize the power that God has blessed us with, hallelujah to God, and all the scriptures that you have this week, hallelujah to God, and the teacher of the pastor dialing us up even on yesterday, we are powerful people inside of the Lord, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God. Jesus said he'd leave. He said it was essential that he'd leave. He said he goes to the Father. He's going to, he told his disciples that the Father is more powerful than I. What came to mind in the pastor was teaching at one time, that the Father, he will kill you, not that he's a murderer, but he will kill you, and you did not obey what God said to do, hallelujah, God. When sin came up before him, God would just cut you off, you know, you would die. Us was instant that he went and he touched the Ark of the Covenant because the ass had stumbled. He went to send it, that instant death, instant judgment come. But we're under the dispensation of grace. And Jesus Christ said, I would not leave you comforted, but he will send a comforter, you know. And the question is today, have you heard from Jesus Christ since he left, that he has left the Holy Ghost here in the earth for you to use that power, hallelujah to God, that dunamis power, that ability to get all things, to do all things through Christ who strengthened me. He said, if you love Jesus Christ, he said, then the Father would love you, hallelujah to God. You know the scripture went back and forth talking about how they did not love him, hallelujah to God. And when you see him, he said in that 17th chapter of John, you must remember, he said, remember that the world hates you because it hated him, because they did not know him, because they did not know him, hallelujah to God. This is a great time to press into the Spirit of God. There's a time that they did not celebrate. A lot of people doesn't celebrate the whole celebration of Pentecost like we used to do, like when we was up in New York up north there. For 10 days there, we used to have service in a little storefront sanctified church, and God would give, the pastor would give people, he would give articulate speech to lay hands on it, to preach this, that, the other promotion came, licenses came, everything began to come in those 10 days. And when the 10th day came, it was like 10 days of service straight, and that you have rejoicing in God, and that's the way that we came through. Hallelujah to God. One time when my pastor Donnie had was at the cornerstone, Pastor Cornerstone, we had 30 days of service called Back to God, hallelujah to God, and she has various speakers and stuff. At times you just have to spend time with the Lord because the Almighty God is your Father. He said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it. When it says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. You have the power of life and death is in the power of your tongue. You have the power to speak things into eternity, hallelujah to God, because you are able to declare, to decree, hallelujah to God. You can enter into the holiness of all of God, hallelujah to God. They're not going to take up the whole broadcast, hallelujah to God. We're going to get your prayer request. We're going to get your name, hallelujah to God. We're going to rejoice in the Lord. To rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice because the anointing is flowing, you know. It's like precious oil on the dew of Mount Hermon. The oil, the precious oil that was upon the Aaron, that was upon his head, and it ran down to the beard, down to the skirt. That means that this anointing would begin to flow through this hour of power of prayer. It should change your life. You should be able to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Ask God to fill you, that you have that witness inside of yourself. On yesterday, that I kind of, you'll see, every time I think of the promise, they go, oh, well, you'll see ya. Glory to God. And when the joy just come, hallelujah to God. Because the joy is unspeakable when God fulfills the promise in your life. Hallelujah to God. When you stand the test, hallelujah, that God takes you through, hallelujah, there's a rejoicing in it. Hallelujah to God. When he sent out the 70 disciples, and when they seen that the demons were subject to him, he said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. He said, not rejoice because the demons are subject to you. He said, but rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What's your name this morning? It's written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have your reason to rejoice. Hallelujah to God. Oh, we'll see that, Akai, yes, sir. But we're going to go through that, Akai, you'll see everybody, yes, sir. Hey, Mosha, I feel a praise coming on, Nakai, you see. We're going to go to Pastor Darling, see what they will see, Nakai, Yasaya. Over Yasia, Nakai, you see. I know that someone's going through, hallelujah, God, and someone's having some problem. Hey, Mosha, Obo, Korasana, but everything's all right because you have made it to the hour of our prayer, hallelujah, to God, and the power of God is here. We're standing, hallelujah, before the open heaven of God. As Pastor said yesterday, you can put your dead hands up, and while you're just thinking about it, hallelujah, God, this hour of power of prayer that is sanctified by God. This platform here, hallelujah, we all saying hallelujah to God, and you're blessed now because you're here. We're going to go to Pastor Darlene to God and able to see that Akayasa and see what she has. Hallelujah to God. Because a lot of times, the Spirit always moving to give something, and something may need to be said. Hallelujah to God. Maybe every prayer request, and there are many prayer requests that came. Hallelujah to God. Able to see that God. We want to thank you, Brother Campbell. We want to thank you. He was the one who had the accident a few weeks ago. And then trucking, there's a whole lot of red tape that goes on. They don't know how you, but he got hired at another job. Talked yesterday, hallelujah to God. He wants to give you the thanks for your praise. Hallelujah to God. What was going on? Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Now we're going to break. We're going to go fast, darling. We'll be back in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah. The prayer, prayer, deliverance ministry of Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Are you there?
Amen. God. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, and your beautiful bride, our evangelist Wonderland, for the word that was shared this morning. And I always think of a tag team, you know, as they bring the word and share the word. I've known them for many, many years. When I first moved to Jacksonville, I met them when I was there. And I just thank the Lord for their just consistency in doing God's work and sharing what God has placed in their hearts. You know, it's good when you have some people who have been in the Lord for a while that can really just speak the word and share it in a very concise way. So I appreciate you, our evangelist Wonderland, for sharing that word this morning, and Apostle Horsley for your leadership.
Okay.
And even the rest
You're welcome.
Of us.
Yes.
Prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries. This is just so awesome how God just puts people together, you know. When I look over my life and I think about all the different people that I have met and the different ones, and I'm always drawn to those who pray. I'm drawn to those who pray. Whatever city I live in, I've always ended up with some people who pray and people who intercede. So I'm grateful for each and every person, even as I have made my way here to the Atlanta area, and that's where I live now, and I've met some wonderful intercessors and prayer warriors, and it's just beautiful that we can continue to allow the Holy Spirit to connect us and be in a place where we're in agreement with God's word. I mean, that's the important thing, to be in agreement with God's word. As we agree with God's word, we agree with each other, and we see God moving and changing and delivering people. So there's one prayer request that I want, at least one. We want to pray for Peggy. Peggy, she needs to, first of all, she needs to just find God and really submit to him. But we want to pray for her mental condition, that God will touch her mind and that she will have clarity of mind and peace of mind. So we're going to put Peggy on the prayer list this morning. I also want to pray, and I haven't seen this in the regular news, but there were 21 people who died in China. They were in this race, and because I'm in the, you know, I'm in the race world, if you will, road running. 5Ks and 10Ks. And so somebody brought this to me, my attention, that these people were in this race. It was what they call an ultra marathon, which is about 100 miles. And so they were running these 100 miles, and the weather changed. It was nice and warm and sunny when they first started, and they were up in the mountains. But before the race ended, the weather drastically changed, and it got really cold, and the hail was coming down. And 21 people lost their lives in this race. So just want to pray for those family members who lost loved ones in this tragic situation there in China. So that's another thing that I want to pray for. Also want to pray for marriages, that God will continue to heal and bring unity within the marriages. Because as I tell people when I'm talking to them about their marriage, when you are unified against the devil, you have to have unity in order to see change, real change in the marriage. So when people come together in their marriages and they come against the tricks and schemes, the wiles of the devil, then the change will come that they truly desire. So I thank you all for praying for my daughter and her husband. We continue to pray for them and just pray for the Gibson family. We want to keep them in prayer as we go forward. Also, Uncle Marvin and my cousin Raymond Jr., who had cancer in their bodies. So we want to keep that in prayer and just pray for my brother Roderick, who is not quite where he needs to be mentally either. So pray for his mental capacity and the drug demonic spirit, the pharmakia demon. That's a
demon that has just taken over his life. So we just want to pray that God will release him and help him to know Jesus. That's what he needs, is Jesus. So pray for Roderick's salvation. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate you, Apostle Horsley. So it's back to you. Amen. And everybody who's here, we appreciate you being here.
Amen, Lord. We appreciate the whole circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, Pastor Darlene. Mm-hmm. I have a son, Rod, too. I have a daughter. So hallelujah to God. And our children, hallelujah to God. I like how you'll see me with the whole them up in there, because they would take more of their friends' advice over their parents. Someone who likes your mother who has 49, but she just stayed there and nobody else was around and just carrying you around and patting you on whatever part that she passed in the stomach. And you were there just swimming around and stuff, and now here you came into the world and you figure that there's someone here that is going to love you more than they do. And I noticed that a lot of them, you know, that they just leave their parents. It's not like us. We're baby boomers, and most of us loved our parents, hallelujah to God, and it just was nothing too good for them. Whatever they would ask, they wouldn't even have to ask sometimes, but we just loved them, hallelujah to God. We just loved them, and then we would just worship and praise them, and you know, and grow up. We have get houses for them and stuff in the name of Jesus. And we did all we could do for them in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. But now the children there, they don't want to call the parents. They want you to text them. They're just too busy, hallelujah to God. And these are vessels that God has given to us to pray, hallelujah to God, and to bring their lives through, hallelujah to God. Well, the Bible says, train up in a child in the way that it should go, and when it gets older, they should not depart of it. It's time to praise it. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, remember that pastor that Akayo said, her daughter, hallelujah, God, was coming up, hallelujah, God, and she testified a lot of times that Akoya see, or boy, said that Akayo see, that she turned the child over.
What you want?
Lord God, deal with Jamila, hallelujah, God, deal with my daughter, hallelujah, God, and she got saved. I remember when she came a few years back from Akoya side to Florida, hallelujah, God, and that spirit was upon her. She has pressed into God, and she had that relationship with God. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. So when the wife and I saw her, we said, well, she's ready to get married, because that's how the man of God finds you, hallelujah to God. It says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, that obtains favor with God. Hallelujah to God. So take your prayer request, hallelujah to God. And we have covered that at Kaya, see, and worship God in a minute. Then we'll come back, and we'll see who's able to give their name by Kaya. See, and we'll turn it to that Kaya. So everybody, just the mics are open. Come on in and just praise God for the prayer request. If your prayer request, we're going to go up before the Lord and just pray him, hallelujah to God, and worship him for what he's doing in the name of Jesus, because the Spirit of the Lord
hallelujah.
Is here. He's in the
atmosphere.
Oh, God, we pray that you return them to you, Lord. Oh, God,
every step of this great stress, Lord, to be loved. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we also want to lift up marriages, God. Lord, you said marriages are the bitter, bed undefiled. We pray that you would pour out love, joy, peace, unity, cooperation, Lord, in marriages like never before. We bind the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, just let your love flow, oh, God. Oh, God, from heart to heart and breast to breast, oh, God, in marriages. Lord, just, oh, God, we pray that everything will be there to show that, oh, God, it's working out for your good. Every situation that you are taking couples through, Lord, help them to understand, oh, God, that everything is working for the good. Touch hearts and minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you would save in marriage, Lord. Fill the couples with the Holy Ghost. God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, nothing is too hard for you to do. Lord, we pray for dear Roderick right now, Lord. We pray for his soul's salvation, Lord God. We pray, God, that you would turn his heart to you. Holy Ghost, go after the man. God. Oh God, you're able to do all things, oh God. Lord, you change the call. You change him from all the call. Nothing is too hard, God. Oh God, convict him of his sins, Lord. By the power of your Holy Spirit, turn his heart to you, Lord. His workers in his past, oh God, to witness to this young man. In the name of Jesus, oh God, cause him to oh, God, in your eyes, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for doing it, God. We know nothing is too hard. Lord, look down on our children one by one. Look down on all the children and the families here that represent in this prayer line. Lord, we lift up every child, every grandchild, one by one, name by name. Save the children who are not saved, Lord. Save the grandchildren, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We come against you. Loose your hold on the minds of our children. Loose your hold on the hearts of our children and grandchildren. Now, great grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus, set them free of every bondage. Set them free, oh God, of every addiction, of alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of our nieces, nephews, cousins, aunties, uncles. We plead the blood of our households everywhere, in everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Oh, turn, oh God, turn the hearts of the people back to you, Lord God. Amen. Save the baby, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. Oh, my God, Remember the prayer, God. Keep his body healed, Lord. and all those who are sick today, Lord. We're standing on your promises, oh God. But we know it's by your stripes. We are healed, Lord.
Yes.
We send the healing north, south, east, and the west. Oh God, save us in the north, south, east, and the west.
In the name of
Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Positive to share like a testimony. We have a few minutes left before our end. So lines are open. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Just prayer for all the families and just for everyone for spiritual guidance and healing in the name of Jesus and strength.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening. I do have a prayer request today. I have a cousin who is, I think that she has symptoms of the COVID virus. She's been suffering with headaches, chills, lack of energy. The only time that she feels fine is when she's lying down. She has a terrible cough and a sore throat.
Okay.
Her name is Sheila.
What is her first
name? Sheila? Her name is Sheila.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie. And I'd like to ask for a prayer request for Willie Mae and her kids, because the kids is taking her from house to house. And I know it's a lot on them. And ask God to continue working in Willie Mae's life with all her illness that's going on. Also, I want to pray for Harold. He's a disabled vet. He's been in pain for a while. He went to the emergency room, and they gave him a shot, and it only lasted like 2 or 3 hours. And I like to pray for that country where they had the earthquake, the fire going on. So let's pray for them. Whatever it was.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Sister Sheila. I like to pray for Duquan Janelle Page. I have purchased him a Bible, and it's not more of him. I guess it's me, because I know, like, when I gave my life to Christ, you know, I didn't have nobody saying, oh, do this, do that, so I don't do none of that. But he shared with me that he don't carry the Bible with him because he don't want it to be messed up, and he want to have it. But he's not staying home. He's with his lady friend now. And I just want y'all to pray that the Lord will touch his heart, you know, because I didn't even suggest that you read it on the phone, you know. I just want my light to shine to let him know that he can see the change in me because he knew me back then as well. And I just want y'all to pray that, you know, like, the Bible don't be in vain for him and me letting God be the head and not, you know, Sister Sheila. So I just ask y'all to pray for me with that situation. And it's really not a situation. It's me just staying out the way, letting go and letting God. Thank you.
Okay, what is his name again, please, his first name?
Juquan, J-U-Q-U-A-N.
Okay, thank you, Sister Sheila. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Yvonne. I just want to keep my family in prayer.
Okay, God bless you, Sister Yvonne. Good to hear your voice.
Good morning, this is Samir, and I thank you so much for your continuous prayers for my sister who's suffering from mental illness. And I'm just so blessed by that word this morning. The Holy Spirit. It's nothing like the Holy Spirit. Waking up knowing that we are not alone and knowing that the Holy Spirit do a mighty work for us daily. So God bless each of you. It's so good to hear the voices this morning and to be among the ones that love God so much and most of all to know that he's with us as we join in together in prayer and in agreement. God bless each of you.
Amen. Thank you. Very God bless
you. Good morning.
Okay.
This is Pastor Mary Fletcher Maker. And I had asked the Lord last night if he wanted me to come on to wake me in time. And this morning he woke me by 8 minutes to 6. And he got me on time to be on the conference line this morning for his 6 o'clock prayer. And when I heard the message concerning God's promise, I wrote under the message, what I heard was God has kept his promise. So I wrote it down, and then he had me to write, did you keep your promise? Did you keep yours? I kept my promise. Did you keep yours? It's what God showed me. Sometimes we be done ask God for things, and God do it. Because he did it for me this morning. I asked him. I said, if you want me to do it, then wake me in time. He kept. I asked him. He kept his night. I could have went and laid back down because I was very sleepy. But when I looked at the clock, it was like, it was on. And I thank him this morning for allowing me to come on y'all conference line again. And I'm asking a request for prayer. I had 2 dreams this week concerning my family, my niece and some of the family, most the families that my family, my sisters and brothers that I grew up with, all of them gone on. They all gone. And I dreamed about 3 of them this week. And the thing it is, in the dream, it was called conflict in the dream amongst the siblings. It was conflict amongst the siblings, amongst the mama, the daughter, and the siblings. So the dream, I had found a knife and I hid it from a brother. So the understanding that I got was, it was arguing. It's been arguing in the family. My nieces, my nephews, and different ones, just different families in my family. So I want y'all to just pray for them and just pray for, like the mother or the sister said, pray for my family. Pray for their family, the whole family, concerning conflict in the family. Pray for it.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. Praise God for this great work that you all doing.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mary. We appreciate you being here, and we will be praying.
the family this morning. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I was just listening, and I'm wanting to ask for prayer today. My husband has an interview, and he had one yesterday, too. I had mentioned a few days back that he received a notice that he was getting laid off. But yesterday he had an interview, and this morning he has an interview. And I am also looking for a job, so I'm just asking for prayer for favor. That, you know, we will be led to the right job, and that everything will work out, and that
Amen.
We will, you know, get the desires of our heart as far as employment goes.
Amen. We will be you, our sister Teresa. Thank you for joining us this morning. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we've heard all the requests. I also want to add Tony. Tony, he's been dealing with drug addiction for quite a while, so we want to pray for his deliverance. And anybody else you know who is dealing with drug addiction, there's legal drugs and illegal drugs. People are addicted to drugs that are given by the doctor, too. So we just want to pray that God will deliver people who are addicted to drugs and other things. So let us go ahead and get together and pray. We're right at the top of the hour, so we're going to pray a real good prayer right now. Just touch heaven as we go forward. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just praise
you
this morning.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We pray for today to lead her and her husband, Lord, to the right places and favor with God
man, oh God, that they will go with boldness, Lord, and that they will be selected, oh God, that they will be at the top of the selection process. Oh, anybody else who wants a job in Jesus' name, we keep jobs, God, coming forth. Brother Harold, oh God, that you heal his body, God, and Willie May, mental condition, God, you heal, God. Every lunatic spirit that is out there, packs of people of God, we just bind it up and cast it into the abyss, suspend it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray for Sheila, oh God, that you heal her, God, from those COVID-19 symptoms, Father. Others out there who are dealing with these kinds of things, Lord. We just appreciate you, God, for all these requests, God, that you're healing. And you're bringing about change. You're bringing the finances, oh God. Many people need financial increase, Lord. Thank you for that right now. You are intervening on our behalf, God. You go before us, God, as our banner. We thank you for doing it in this hour. And, Lord, we see the manifestation of your love and your peace and grace and your mercy. As we have asked, we know that we receive. As we have sought, we are finding. And as we are knocking, the doors are open. So we thank you for open doors today. In Jesus' name, my God. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow upon each and every one of us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank
amen.
You,
amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. I just want to thank everybody who joined us this morning. And as we continue in our circle of friends, we will continue to see God move and change and bring about things that we have asked for. And we ask in faith, believing. We don't ask amiss. And we just want to thank God for the spirit of unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We have a unified team. We come here to do business against the devil. Yes, we do. And we thank God for all the word that comes forth during the course of the week. And we pray that you are continuously blessed by what the Lord is sharing through his vessels. So as we are about to leave this morning, I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us has been rejected. We reject it in Jesus' name, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. And we thank God for all the angels that he sends to protect us. Some come to speak to us, and some are just coming to fight battles for us as we go in our destinations. We thank the Lord for those angels that even if we should dash our foot against a stone, they would bear us up, and we shall have no accidents or incidences as we travel. So I decree this morning that we shall continue to resist the devil, and he flees, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance, and I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray as we seek the face of God. And I decree, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. We will cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. So let us rejoice in the Lord. Yes, we will rejoice because the Lord God is our strength. My God, he is our strength. And he makes our feet like hind feet. And he makes us to walk up on those high places. We're rising up in him. So as we go, let's remember, we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. And as always, I want to let you know that I love you and I appreciate you. And I pray that you have an awesome, awesome day and that you will come back tomorrow, bring somebody with you, let them know what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We will be looking forward to whatever our Pastor Scholastica will be sharing on tomorrow as the Lord leads her in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.